Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How did Vince Young lose $50 million in 8 years? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. I'm not sure why, but local radio was buzzing Thursday over former Texas quarterback Vince Young losing the $50 million he had been paid since being the number three pick in the 2006 NFL draft after leading Texas to the national championship. Young was a moderate success in the NFL, but good enough to be paid the $50 million in signing bonuses and salary. He filed for bankruptcy this week, claiming three people, including his uncle, a close family friend, and a financial planner from North Carolina, mismanaged his fortune and bilked him into bankruptcy. Hard to believe for a kid who once had it all and was coached by Mac Brown, who supposedly would never let that happen to one of his players. Those who worked with Mac claim what happened at UNC could never happen at Texas, since Brown had so many assistant coaches and grad assistants that every player, his car, clothes, and behavior were constantly monitored. Gone without signing out? Impossible. New wheels that weren't registered with the football office? Not a chance. New threads? Hey, where did you get them? That's why the Vince Young story is so puzzling, since Brown supposedly kept in touch with all of his former players through the family atmosphere he built in 16 years at Austin. Before that, at Carolina, he learned how Dean Smith handled high draft picks and the choices they made. First off, no friend, relative, or even an agent without a squeaky clean resume could get in to see one of Smith's players. Would he have let someone's uncle or friend manage his money? No way. Which is why the great majority of UNC basketball pros have gone on to be financially secure for life. How did Brown lose track of Young, who could have let Mac's wife Sally handle his money and probably double it with her investment touch? First and foremost, it would have been, Vince, put everything you make in the bank and live off an allowance. Of course, Young bought only four cars his rookie year with the Tennessee Titans. Why not five? It is sad that so many former pro athletes, Sports Illustrated claims 78% of them, are broke or in tough financial waters. It's hard to squander $50 million, and Vince Young must have needed help from all the wrong people. This is Archansky. See ya.